Tom Tuffy.
Adrian, good morning. Tom Tuffy.
How are you, sir? How are you?
Very good. Very good. Thank you for having me on your show.
You're very welcome indeed. Now, just on yourself and your company, the famous Brendan Behan at one point in New York, Brendan needs very little introduction indeed, a playwright, an author, a poet, a character, if there ever was one. Brendan Behan was asked one time, what did he think of New York? And he says, it'll be a great place when it's finished. yeah, your company, and indeed, you know, companies like yours, have, you know, are so much entwined with New York, with America, and it's somehow, maybe it's not a coincidence, but the two of the biggest companies in the New York, New Jersey area, is your company and indeed Pat McGowan's McGowan Builders. How do guys like you, coming from Cuyenes in County Sligo, which is halfway between Enniscrone and Screen, as immigrants, we know that Pat came here and went to work for his uncle, and that's how he got. Now, what about your own case?
Adrian, I'd have to correct you a little bit. My company is nowhere the size or the expanse of McGowan. Pat is one of the more prominent builders in New York and very successful at what he does. I'm more of a smaller contractor. We do residential work in the New York area, particularly in Park Avenue, Fifth Avenue areas of New York.
Yeah.
And, you know, I got started on that when I came out here as an immigrant in 84. I worked in various jobs in construction. At that time, those were the jobs that were available to immigrants, Irish immigrants in particular. And you just went from there, like a lot of my other co-immigrants that were in construction, and they started their own businesses some years later. So I went on that same road.
And did you meet a lot of immigrants at that time that were, you know, drawn to the construction industry? Many would say because it was a good place, there was a good buck in it, and indeed, you know, at that time, and fortunately some of that has remained, is that the most, you know, called for and the most recognized tough workers and those who, you know, maybe didn't have, you know, formal training in the construction business, boy, did they catch on and catch on fast.
They needed to, Adrian, because at that time, only the opportunities were you got a job as a bartender,
yeah,
you got a job in the construction industry as a laborer or a carpenter or something like that. So, you know, some that maybe never did that before, they had to learn very quickly.
Right.
It was their livelihood, and it became their livelihood very quickly.
Yeah, of course.
And a lot of them afterwards were very successful. Most of these successful bar owners throughout the New York area started that way. So, you know, great admiration for all of them and for what they've achieved.
Yeah, and some of them are very humble, like yourself, talking about this little two-bit company that you run. Everybody else knows the success that you've had, and I'll say that part.
Well, thank you.
Let me ask you about the United Irish Counties, the organization itself. Kind of the history of the United Irish Counties, for those who would say, well, you know something, there is such rivalry among the Irish, and particularly you know, among the counties. How the hell did the United Irish counties get off the ground in the first place?
Well, you know, going back in the history of the United Irish Counties, and it's more than 100 years in existence.
Right.
There was a lot of rivalry and difficulties at the beginning, and I'm sure it took a long time for it to become a cohesive organization.
Yeah.
But, you know, I think United Irish Counties over those decades have achieved so much in promoting
absolutely.
Irish culture.
Yeah.
Tom,
I just want to ask you something. Actually, we're getting an echo. Maybe it's from your own, if you're too close to the computer, if there's a computer going or a radio going there somewhere. If you could pull that down a little bit, we'd get it better. Now, let me, though, talk about those are the early days, but each time, and I'm sure even since you came here, you know, the bemoaning of God be with the good old days, and sure the county organizations aren't bringing in the youth, and of course the devastation of not having any legal immigrants coming from Ireland at the whole. You know, that all of these organizations are, you know, in very bad shape. And it reminds me of the song, you know, when you, New York was Irish, you know, joys and heartaches, that it's grossly exaggerated, or would you agree with that?
Well, it's changed. There's a different challenge now. You know, certainly we don't have the immigrants coming to this country from Ireland that we've had in the 80s and in the 50s and earlier. But I think we have a big Irish community there right now that, and the county associations are really a social gathering. It's an opportunity for those of the same counties to meet up with each other and socialize and talk about things that they have in common from their county.
Right.
And,
but it is kind of, Tom, and again, for those listening to us, Tom Tuffy is indeed the president of the United Irish Counties Association of New York. You know, maybe a common theme that runs through the history of the United Irish Counties is the opportunity for people who, like you and, you know, Pat McGowan, and for obviously right across the board, that whatever about the tongue-in-cheek rivalry in football and sports in particular and whatever, and in song, that it is and has been a place for Irish, for Irish Americans to basically, you know, meet. It's a, you know, it's one of the few places that you can actually meet so many people and interact.
Yes.
And it's, you know, somewhat like the, you know, the IBO, the Irish Business Organization of New York, which is, again, very successful. But hasn't that part of it remained intact over the 100-plus years?
Oh, yeah, absolutely it has. And then, you know, a lot of these organizations are doing terrific work with charities and raising money for various things. And it's something that the United Irish Counties are very much involved with, and we want to promote the supporting other organizations, other Irish and organizations that are out there doing their best to help the general community.
I'm sorry. The your county dance, by the way, the association was organized in 1904, the United Irish Counties. But your event that is coming up now, that's next Friday night, right?
That's next Friday night, January 25th, and it's our 115th annual dance.
Wow. Okay.
So we've been doing it for a little while.
Yeah. Now, there are, you know, obviously one of the growing pains of organizations, and I suppose that would include the United Irish Counties, is the fact that, you know, the Irish immigrant aging society, and, you know, in our area, many of them are, you know, restricted, they have restricted mobility, and they are, you know, much as they would like to be there, they have difficulty in getting there. How is that gap filled now? Because that's the reality of it. You know, and again, the cynics would say, but you're, you know, there'll be no United Irish counties, there won't be anything in a few years when the older people die off. And I take personal offense to that, mind you.
but, you know, there's a lot of movement in, and I have to point out one is the County Cork Association.
Yeah.
They have young rebels that they're organizing, and from all reports, they're getting a terrific response from it. And I know that in my own county, Sligo, we have new members that have been coming in that are taking interest in what the County Sligo Association is doing.
Right.
And I see that, you know, I'm getting some great news back from various counties that they are getting new people that showing.
Yeah, and that's the future. And you know, we're great at bemoaning. You know, I know when I came in much earlier than you,
right.
And you know, people were saying, oh, God be with the good old days, and Rockaway will never be the same again, and truth of the matter is that was greatly exaggerated. I think what people, and this is not peculiar to the Irish, but it's change, and if you get stuck in that rut of, you know, thinking that change is all negative, I think that's why, you know, and you know what you're talking about, because you served as, you served two terms as president of the Sligo Association, and the younger people or the new members that came in, would they be, say, immediate family members of previous members, or is this a whole new crowd that we know very little about?
A lot of times you have Irish Americans that they're coming in because their father was, their mother was a member previously, and they want to continue that membership. I don't expect them to come to every monthly meeting, but
right. They
will come to an annual dinner dance, they'll come to a golf outing, and
absolutely.
They support those things. And that's, I think, what they enjoy. And if we try to reach out to the young Irish and Irish-American families that we have in our community to get involved in that way, I think that will...
It's excellent. And again, a lot... you know, there are a great number of people who, you know, perhaps would be interested in the charities and the charitable work done, you know, not only by the various county organizations and Irish American organizations, but for the United Irish Counties. When you, on a year like this, when you pick a you know, a charity, an organization like Solace House, you know, in Long Island City, and you pick that, you know, an organization that is relatively new, but has to do with, you know, almost forbidden words where we grew up, you know, to talk about suicide and to talk about preventing suicide, that is major, and it is, you know, indeed, I won't say it's a diversion from the United Irish Counties, but it is timely. This is something that needs much more attention than perhaps was acceptable a few years back.
Well, Adrian, unfortunately, I think most of your listeners will agree that most everybody has known a family that has been hit with the tragedy of suicide, or in some way or another, we all are familiar with it. And it's very close to us in our community, and a lot of young Irish and of all ages are certain issues with depression that they need help. And Solace House is an organization that's offering help for at no cost and without any strings attached. And it's just a terrific charity, and I'm so happy that the United Irish Council
President Tom Tuffy, you know, we can all look at fleeting, you know, data on the ratio of suicides, and unfortunately, Ireland seems to rank very high, even compared to many other countries in Europe.
Right.
We shy away, and we are, and it's not for lack of interest or support, but before Solace House, there really, it was kind of, it was the young people, it was the fresh immigrants who came from Ireland who were the first and indeed the most powerful force for support, you know, in helping out the family that would be left here, the spouse, the partner, whatever. And indeed, money no object. They could whip up money practically overnight to send bodies back to Ireland to do that.
Yes.
But and to have the religious service and to have all that, a great send-off. But it was like that was it. With before Solace, you know, known in Ireland as a Pieta House, it was such a topic that was taboo. You couldn't even bring it up. And even as you pointed out yourself before, you know, we all know somebody that has been afflicted by that, and it is so tragic that we kind of block it from our minds altogether and say, oh, God, you know. This is a great step forward. And, you know, for the United Irish Counties to say, hey, this is the year for you, your leadership, all of those, you know, who had to make that decision. And, you know, it would have been so much easier to, you know, to take the clamoring other organizations that are looking for support. But this, you have sent a message for this year, which not only relies upon you know, the proceeds, but also sends the message, hey, we're on board. We are, you know, count us in whatever it is you're doing.
And I have to say that all of our affiliates and our delegates, they're all very supportive of what the United Irish Counties is trying to do in helping Solace House and help our community. That's really what our thing is.
Tom, I want to ask you about the tradition. I know it's coming up next Friday. I also know that God bless us, but the Irish are terrific and known for having every intention in the world. We know months ago that we're going to go to the United Irish Counties Dance, and we assume that everybody else will know too, and that there's a table for the latecomers that's inside the door. This is crunch time. Again, not just the United Irish Counties, but people do get disappointed, if not ruffled, they call and say, okay, I think I'll be going to the United Irish Counties dance in Anton's, and would be highly offended if they said, well, you know, it's too late, we don't have it. How do you deal with that?
We will not turn anybody away. We welcome everybody. And it's still open. People can still call in and reserve tables and,
yeah.
and so contribute to the journal.
Yes.
And the easiest way of doing this is probably to go on to our website at www.uicany.org. That's United Irish Counties Association, New York, .org. And you'll find all the information there that will lead you to our tables and,
yeah.
and whatnot.
And yeah.
If anybody, they're welcome to call me also at 914-774-6997, and I'll be very happy to help anybody with reservations or making a donation to United Irish Counties and Solace House.
Yeah. Now, an award, the Rose Cosgrove Award, is in fact going to Mr. Pronti, who indeed has his dedication to many organizations, indeed the Prontis, the Pronti family. That is also a very, very significant award. Tell us about that one.
Well, the Rose Cosgrove Distinguished Award, it's in the name of Rose Cosgrove, who was a delegate to the United Irish Counties from Longford and is known all over the Irish community as a terrific worker for all Irish causes. It was terrific,
yeah.
all the work that you did. And then Mike, who is also a Longford man, it's very fitting
yeah.
that he's getting this award this year, given that Rose was a Longford lady.
Yes.
Mike is past president of Longford. He's a past president of the United Irish Counties.
Yeah.
The past president of Division 4, I believe, of the AOH.
Yeah.
A terrific man who has done so much for his community, and I'm really delighted that we have the opportunity to honor
Absolutely.
Him.
Absolutely. And a man who would keep going and not take the time out to, you know, accept the honor himself, because... And that goes for all of the Prontis, though. They've been very,
oh, yeah.
Been very, very supportive of Irish and Irish communities. So,
yeah. Over the many years, I think the Prontis have been, no one has been able to, have been getting work for young Irish men and women since they came to this country. So,
yeah. And, they're great. But also, you know, sometimes we mistakenly, think that, you know, say the Irish Institute for all, where all all the counties and new immigrants would go to find a job and to, get themselves off the ground. That even in today's, or we should say, continuing into today, there is a great camaraderie and there is a great tradition that we have is, you know, always take care of the neighbor's child. You know, it's our tradition. Somebody comes, doesn't make a difference, you know, what their particular talents are. Get them started. That is and that is, you know, the tradition which, again, very, very much associated with the United Irish Counties and you know, it's good. Throw out that website again now for Tom.
www.uicany.org. And
okay.
You can also Google United Irish Counties and it will bring you to our website also.
And it gives you the calendar of events. It gives you a lot of information about the United Irish Counties.
It'll give you links to all of the other counties, to all of the county associations, and information on the history of the United Irish Counties and various stuff. So,
Tom, as I mentioned when we had Pat McGowan on, that as the crow flies, being, you know, the other side of Bunny Conlon, you know.
And that's right, yeah.
Even on a wet day, we could cycle to Colleen's, you know.
Well, yeah. What about from Ura to Meath, I think,
yeah.
right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So, you know, we are 10, Pat and I lived 10 miles from Ballina, approximately 7 miles from the border.
Right.
You can imagine there was always plenty of rivalry between Mayo and Sligo being so close.
Yeah,
to the
well, I, you know, I'm not going to go there again. And I said in just last week, you know, eggs and rushers for the Mayo Slashers, hay and oats for the Sligo Goats, and that did not go over well.
No,
and the reason that I would repeat that this time is that the Sligo people who got in touch with us through phone calls and through emails said they were never going to turn the program on again. So,
well, then we better not. You better not say it again.
That's right. Listen, friends, you know, Tom Tuffy, president of the United Irish Counties, he's equally guilty. He brought up the rivalry. I wasn't even going to say a word about Mayo and Sligo.
my fault, it is.
We're only kidding. But again, good luck to you. And it looks like this is going to be, you know, a really great occasion. And it's a night of music and dance and camaraderie. It's not just it's a fun evening, and there are people who won't meet again. Meet the people who are there until this time next year. It's
that's correct.
Great.
Yeah.
Okay.
No, it's a great occasion, and again, Adrian, thank you for having me on your show, and thanks for the opportunity to promote United Irish Counties and Solisaus and our dance on the 25th.
Well, thank you again. Great work.
Thank you.
Great work.
Thank you.
Yeah, but Tom Tuffy, who is the president of the United Irish Counties, and a great organization that, you know, for those who say, well, you know, it's on the last legs, wrong. There's nothing on the last legs in the Irish community, and it won't be if we all, you know, kind of stay on board and do what we do best, and Tom Tuffy and United Irish Counties, perfect example of that. Okay.